Welcome back to the Exploring America State by State podcast, where we explore America state by state, and sometimes we help save your vacation from becoming a complete disaster. Today we're talking about something that catches a lot of travelers completely off guard when they head to the northern United States and eastern Canada during late spring and early summer, and that is black flies. Now, if you've never experienced black flies before, you may be thinking, how bad can they really be? Well, imagine mosquitoes that are smaller, faster, swarm in groups, target your ears and scalp, and instead of politely poking you, they literally bite chunks out of your skin. And yes, it hurts. Now, before we scare everybody away from some of the most beautiful parts of North America, let's be clear. Places like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, the Adirondack region of New York, northern Michigan, northern Minnesota, and parts of eastern Canada are absolutely stunning. These are some of the best road trip destinations in America. But timing matters a lot. Black flies thrive in cold, fast-moving water, so mountain streams, rivers, forests, waterfalls, and wet spring conditions create the perfect environment for them to hatch. That means the worst season usually starts around late April, ramps up through May, and often peaks during late May and June. And if you talk to locals in places like Maine, they'll tell you flat out, there's a reason we don't schedule weddings outside in June. Now here's the good news. Black fly season doesn't last forever. In most northern states, things improve dramatically by early to mid-July. By late July and August, many of these same areas become absolutely incredible for outdoor adventures. That's the sweet spot. If you're planning RV travel, camping, hiking, scenic drives, waterfall chasing, drone photography, festival travel, outdoor podcasting, or YouTube filming, then honestly, mid-July through September is usually your best window. You still get beautiful weather, cooler temperatures than the southern states, green forests, mountain views, and full tourist access, but without the non-stop swarming bugs ruining your experience. And if you're chasing fall colors, September into early October is magical in many of these northern states. Now, some areas are definitely worse than others when it comes to black flies. Maine may honestly be the most famous, especially inland forest regions and areas near rivers and lakes. The same goes for northern New Hampshire and Vermont. The Adirondacks in New York can also get pretty rough during peak hatch season. And if you're thinking about visiting the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in late May or June, let's just say, bring a head net. Now here's something important for travelers to understand. Not every bug you encounter up north is a black fly. By mid to late summer, mosquitoes become more common in some areas, especially around lakes and campgrounds. But mosquitoes are usually much more manageable than aggressive black flies. Most people would take mosquitoes over black flies any day. Now, if you absolutely have to travel during peak black fly season, there are ways to make it more survivable. Locals often use head nets, long sleeves, light-colored clothing, thermocell devices, fans around campsites, and picaridin and bug repellents. But honestly, if you have flexibility in your travel schedule, simply delaying your northern trip by about 3 to 4 weeks can completely change the experience. And for content explorers like us that matters, nobody wants to film in outdoor scenes while swatting flies every 3 seconds. Nobody wants campground misery. Nobody wants bug bites all over their face in travel photos and videos. And definitely nobody wants to spend all day editing buzzing sounds out of audio tracks. So here's the simple recommendation from us. If you're heading to the northern forest and mountain states east of the Great Divide, avoid peak black fly season from roughly mid-May through late June whenever possible. Instead, target mid-July, August, September, and early October. Those months give you the best balance of weather, scenery, campground access, outdoor comfort, and overall travel enjoyment. And honestly, once you experience northern New England, the Adirondacks, or the Upper Peninsula during the right time of year, you'll understand why so many people fall in love with these regions. Thanks for joining us on the Exploring America State by State podcast. And remember, sometimes the best travel tip isn't where to go, it's when to go. We'll see you next time as we continue exploring America.